The Lord be with you.
And with
reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Little while and you'll no longer see me. And again a little while later and you will see me." So some of his disciples said to one another, "What does this mean? That he is saying to us, little while and you will not see me. And again a little while and you will see me. And because I'm going to the Father." So they said, "What is this little while of which he speaks? We do not know what he means." Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, "Are you discussing with one another what I said? A little while and you will not see me. Again, a little while and you will see me. Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the documents of John Paul II that all of you should have read, and maybe have read it two or three times, is Christi Fideli Laici. Have you? We haven't so much have heard that it existed, Father. Well, okay. It's worth reading. It was published at the beginning of his pontificate. And it's a document, it's for the lay people. Christi Fideli Laici, which means the lay people who are faithful to Christ, if you know your Latin well. Okay? And I say that because the first reading, you have two of the prominent figures in the early church that, did any of you see the movie St. Paul the Apostle? There you have it. There you have it. Who do you have that are presiding over that community that's in hiding from Nero? It's Priscilla and Aquila, those who we read today. Now, did it happen exactly like that, the movie was presented? Probably not. Probably not. However, I think the point that I would like to glean from it is that Priscilla and Aquila, they were not bishops. They were not monsignors. They were not priests. They weren't deacons. I don't even think that they were altar boys or altar girls, no? They were lay people. And their profession was the same profession that Paul had, which was, and even though he was a tent maker. Did you know that? Paul was busy working hard and making tents. They didn't have sewing machines or the modern manufacturer items that we have in the United States. They had to work with their hands. That was hard work, making a tent. And the tent would be the house of the people that lived 2,000 years ago. They were nomads. They'd be traveling. They'd be carrying their tent. So people depended upon having a tent. But it was hard work. So we have that both St. Paul, Priscilla, and Aquila, they would work in making tents. And that means that we have to dedicate ourselves to hard work. We shouldn't be lazy, okay? Even people that are retired, we have some people who are retired here. Ah, good, I can sit back and just be lazy and just kind of... No, I would say, if you're retired, you should find other work to do. For example, when my father retired about 70, He dedicated himself to his 39 grandchildren and children, and to building Catholic schools in New Hampshire. Pretty good. I like that. So he retired, no longer working on Wall Street. Nothing wrong with Wall Street, okay? But dedicating himself to building Catholic schools. So we have a lot of people here that are retired. Being retired doesn't mean you can be lazy. Never. But you have to try to transfer your energies in another channel. You got to do that. Because we're always doing something. We're always doing something. Our mind is always working. You can't say, okay, I'm gonna stop thinking today. Okay? I'm going to check my mind out at the door. I'm not going to think today, and I'm not going to do anything today. Just by saying that, you're doing something. But you're probably not doing what God wants you to do. That's the problem. You're not doing what God wants you to do. So, what was the document? Oh, you forgot it, okay. Christi Fideli Laici. Say it. Say it again. So check it out today online, okay? And maybe get a hard copy. It came out probably good 35 years ago, at the beginning of the pontificate of John Paul II. And I'll give you the essence of this. John Paul II takes a metaphor from the Sermon on the Mount. And he says, you are the light of the world, and you are the salt of the earth. And John Paul II develops that image from the Sermon on the Mount into a beautiful document. A beautiful document. So Priscilla and Aquila, they're not clerics. They're not seminarians. They're not deacons. They're not priests, they're not bishops. Christi Fideli Laici, they were faithful followers of Christ. And this document is going to point out, which is going to be referring to a document of Vatican II, is that the lay people can do certain things that we can't do as priests. For example, Father Broome is not going to be going on campaign to be the mayor of Hawaiian Gardens, okay? So don't even make a poster, Father Broome for mayor of Hawaiian Gardens, okay? Padre Scobita, okay, Padre Scobita, mayor. Now, I might be able to win. A lot of people know me, no? But that I shouldn't do. You know why? Because priests should not be involved in politics. The morality of politics, I'm very vocal. You know me by now, okay? The morality. So I'm very vocal when the elections come on who we should vote for, only related to the morality. That. However, we're not called to be mayors or governors or presidents. And there in Haiti, maybe a few years ago, you had a Salesian priest that was actually the president of the country, which was not right. For example, if I start to talk about politics right now, half of you are going to love me, other half are going to hate me. That's going to happen, obviously. You have to become a Republican. You have to become a Democrat. No. But lay people should be involved in politics. Hello? You hear me? You should be involved in politics. And the church promotes this. You should be promoting a candidate that's pro-life. Amen? You should be promoting a candidate that is in favor of traditional marriages. Amen? You should be promoting a candidate that's against euthanasia. Right? Hello? You should be promoting a candidate that believes In God, yes. And that's up to you. So you have, in a certain sense, more power than we have as priests in that realm. And that document, Krishna Vidali Lodge, is going to point out that you as lay people in the world, you're called to be leaven in the Mass. Leaven in the Mass. You're called to be the light. You're called to be the salt of the earth. You are. Okay, let me give you two or three examples of lay people that did so much good. And you're called to become saints. And I don't say that as a pious platitude or a nice little cliche. You ready? My ancestors, where my parents come from many years ago. Thomas More. Ever hear of him? Father Robert Barron, his latest book said that that's his famous movie, his favorite movie, The Man of All Seasons. Have you seen it? Great movie. And the greatest scene, his favorite scene, is in when you have a young man that's getting his degree from Cambridge. Cambridge would be the Harvard. Okay, you got Cambridge and Oxford. That's Yale and Harvard, United States. And he asked Thomas More, "What can I do?" Thomas More says, "Well, be a teacher." Be a teacher? Well, who's going to know me if I'm just a teacher? And Thomas More says, "God, your family, and your students, and that's enough." Great scene. Great scene. God's going to see you. Your family's going to see you. And your students are going to see you. So Thomas More is a brilliant example of what we're talking about. A lay person who became the most famous statesman almost in the world. You know how he died? Not playing baseball, okay? He died with his head chopped off. He was in the Tower of London, okay, for about a year. Did you know that everyone tried to convince him to give in? Even his wife Margaret and his daughter. All tried him to give in. And what is he? He's a champion of conscience. Of conscience. A champion of conscience. Everyone was against Thomas More except three persons. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That was good enough, huh? He had the Father on his Son, he had the Son on his side, and he had the Holy Spirit on his side, and he died. What would have happened if Thomas More had given in? Everyone would see this man as a coward. But the fact that he didn't give in, he's a model for all lay people. Another example would be the saint that we celebrated on the feast day of St. Peter Chanel. There are three saints. You know the three saints that we celebrate? St. Louis de Montfort, St. Peter Chanel, and St. Gianna Beretta Mola, who was a mother, a spouse, a doctor, a surgeon, an incredible example. If any mothers have daughters today, that is the model for the modern girl. She's the model. Perfectly well-formed, intellectually, socially, morally, professionally. Every girl should read her life. She's not a nerd or a square, as we say in New York, no? She was basically with it. She loved life. She climbed mountains, she played tennis, she had a good sense of humor, she loved her spouse, and she ended up by giving her life for her baby because there was a tumor that was growing alongside a little baby, and she said, "You have to choose between me and the baby, let the baby live." And she died about 24 hours after her little baby was born. And finally, have any of you heard of Blessed Giorgio Frassati? John Paul II called him the man of the Beatitudes. He died when he was about 21 years old. Died very young. His father was the head of the most important newspaper in Italy back then. and he was an atheist. So he was brought up in a very bad environment, but he became a great saint. And he was a layperson. You can see some of the pictures of him. He's on the top of the Alps there smoking a pipe. So he loved life. He loved people. But especially he loved God. So that's the message today, and all of you are going to be reading Christi Fideli Lyci. Write a 4-page paper and give it to me within the next week, and I'll grade it. No? Read that and recognize that you lay people are given a certain mission that we can't do. You're called to be the salt of the world and the light of the world. Amen. Yeah.